Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Dr. Walter Dean, and you are listening to Getting It Done. And today we are going to try to do some things that we haven't done before. Well, let me first of all say to you, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Dean. Present, I am in Oakland, California. So the last three shows have been out of South Carolina and in other states. My traveling has been sort of structured around the loss of friends that I've known for a long time, and they've gone to the great beyond, hopefully in heaven. So I'm dedicating this program to the loss of some great friends who passed away in the last 2 months. They were my best friend. One was my best friend, Franklin Hunter, and another friend by the name of Shelley Ferguson, and then a cousin, Julia Butler, or we call Priscilla. All these individuals are from Connecticut, so this week's feature artist will be from Connecticut. The great jazz musician Horace Silvers. And we're going to pull something up, if I can, and bring him into the picture so we can listen to this great musician. By the way, before I get started, I wanted to play something by a young lady by the name of Diana Krall. We had her as a guest last week, and this week I wanted to continue with her as a leadoff. And so then we'll come back and deal with the unanimous. Well, what's happening here? I don't understand why this thing is jumping around the way it should not be jumping. But let's see what happens here. I'll play it again. I'll try to get it in. There it goes. Let's try and see if that'll work. I want to. There you go.
In addition to being a great singer, she's a terrific pianist. Whether we're talking about an Irving Berlin classic, a Nat King Cole ballad, or a bossa nova, she's totally at home. Here she is, the great Diana Krall.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best, but I only love you the rest again. Cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rock and what is more. You live to never be a bore. I love being here with you. Swinging in the shower, laughing by the hour. Love is such a crazy game. Love got the weather as long as we're together. I love to hear you sing my name. I love to try to find you sing.
Thank you.
show. I love to kiss her and he's not with you, baby boy. I love being here with you.
Yeah, that was Diana Krall. And one minute from the next, in terms of my songs coming up and other things trying to pop into what I'm attempting to try to do. In any event, we're going to move on and see if we can stop right here with and go on. And I had a guest that was supposed to be with me today, Vanessa. And let me see if I can find a way to pull her into this show and so that we can make sure that the music will continue with us being able to talk about it, because she's supposed to be a fantastic drummer. Let me see if I can pull her in and see if she – hey, Vanessa, can you hear me? Vanessa, can you hear me? Vanessa, can you hear me? Vanessa, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear
me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah, how that
was. I can hear you.
Well, we're on the show.
All right.
You can hear me. That's fantastic.
All right, all right.
You're on the show. What did you think of that drum
fantastic
solo that was done? You like that? How's the sound coming to you over there?
Oh, it's coming through fine. I can hear it like kind of like an old style radio over the phone. But it's coming through.
Yeah, well, I'm quite sure that I have quite a few listeners, and some will contact me and say, you know, like the sound is horrible. Then I'll get some other people that will say, gee, the sound is awful loud. So there's no way to satisfy everybody, but I've been working on ways to try to improve the sound. But what did you think of the drummer that played with Diana Krall?
That's some stellar handiwork right there. Really, it's like nice brushing effort, just like that swirling, like da da da, just keeping it all on the underbeat and keeping it rolling around. Definitely a stellar support musician to her fantastic voice.
Yeah. Well,
it's all about the syncopation. It's all about anticipating that beat before it comes and putting it out there.
Yeah. Well, you would know more about that than me because I'm not a drummer. But we're going to go on and move on. I wanted to talk to you about the feature artist that we have for us today. His name is Horace Silvers. He's no longer with us. He passed on a year or two ago. Horace Silvers is widely acclaimed as a top jazz pianist. And some of the things, he placed heavy emphasis on blues and even gospel roots of jazz. He actually is from Norwich, Connecticut. I don't know if I ever told you, but Connecticut is where I spent a lot of my life. I grew up in Waterbury, Connecticut. I think we had some conversations about that already, haven't we?
Oh, the irony. Yes, I was just in your hometown last summer picking up a car that was gifted to me from a guy that I believe you actually know, like the small world
yes,
that
it is.
We live in.
Well,
meet a gentleman
yeah.
in Berkeley well, last night, and he happens to be from Connecticut.
Isn't that something? I told my audience when I first started that I've been traveling quite a bit, and I'm here now in Oakland, but I was last night singing in a place called Nick's, and both of us, Vanessa was and very enchanting. We did a song together. What was the name of the song? Do you remember?
We did Unforgettable. The
Unforgettable,
Cole,
yes, correct,
Natalie.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, you did Natalie's part and I did Nat King Cole's part. But let me go
absolutely
on and see if I can tell you a bit about our featured guest. We have an hour and we knocked off with almost close to 15 minutes of talking about little or nothing. But let me tell you about Horace Silvers, who I think he really was an epitome of what you might call a great musician. His energetic playing and infectious compositions never fail to get a listener moving to the rhythm. he had with him lots of various individuals. He was actually one of the founders of the Jazz Messengers, born in Africa, of an African-American and Portuguese percentage family. He was born in September the 3rd, 1928, in Norwalk, Connecticut. Horace's first introduction to music came in a high school where he played the saxophone in the marching band and orchestra. And he didn't get really serious about music until after he heard Jimmy Lunsford's band's play. And we're going to stop right there for a minute. Instead of me running my mouth, Vanessa, let me see if I can pull up something that represents what this man is capable of doing, and then you and I can talk about it after, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
Sounds groovy.
Okay, let's see. It sounds groovy. Okay, let's go on with this. Here it comes. I think it's coming. Yeah. We'll be playing. You know, that's a very interesting thing, how things that you really want to happen, supposed to be happening when it's supposed to be happening. Well, here, let's see. Now I pull up somebody else. Okay, we're going to go back. I'm going to tell you the reason why it wasn't playing. That's not the fault of me. It was the fault of me not playing the music up loud enough. And now I got to search all over for this man's music. That's crazy. But so let's talk
it
about
happens.
Something else while I
it's
go through that process.
It's all
technicalities. No, it's not that. It's just that I had everything lined up the way I wanted it, and some kind of way it fell apart. And now I'm going back and trying to search it and pull it back up. Because, you know, like one of these things that happens, you know, like when you're you call yourself getting it done, and then when you get it done, set it up, it falls apart on your face, you know. So you just say, "Oh my gracious, what did I do to deserve this fate?" So while I'm going through this process, I tell you what I can do. I can tell you some more about Horace Silvers, and while we're listening, when we finally get to listen, let's see if this works right here. Horace switched from saxophone to piano and immersed himself in jazz, teaching himself to play and jamming frequently with his teenage friends. His big break came when he was offered a job at the Sundown nightclub in Hartford, Connecticut, where he backed some of the most famous names in jazz, including saxophone Stan Getz, who was impressed with him and asked him to join him on the road. Okay, now let's see, after I said all that, let's see if I can, let's see, go through this process of finding something that I can play that that represents Horace Silvers, other than me just talking, because it's supposed to be a jazz show, you know? And yeah, you're having a lot of fun with that, aren't you?
It's great. This is fun. This is cute.
I'll tell you what I can do. I'll tell you what I can do while I'm going through this process. I want to ask you a question, Vanessa. I want to ask a question. I told you that after we finished playing, I was gonna play some music that I perform. And so what I'm gonna do while I'm trying to pull up Horace Silvers, what I'm gonna do is let you hear something that I recorded. Okay.
Awesome. Yes. For sure. Do it.
Okay.
Suppose your heart, that's a lonely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny the try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the moon with the stars above, and don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. When I saw you first, the time was half past three. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity. But now we know the wind is on his way to thee. Just catch that wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. Yeah, what did you think of this?
You need to just put out a crooner's album. That was brilliant.
Great.
Now I know where you're going.
Now you know, huh? Now we're going to go
now
on and see. I'm going to pull up some Horace Silvers, okay? So we're going to listen to this man that I tell you about, all right? Listen to his left hand. Play the piano.
Thank you.
was Horace Silvers from his album called Free at Last. Vanessa, what did you think?
I was all there with it all around. Like, what a lively, like, mentally challenging, you know, just not, it's just all over the board. It's just all over the board. It just takes the mind in so many places, in so many keys.
Yeah.
I like it. It's just so funky, just so up. It's so up. I love it.
I'm glad you said the word funky, because the next thing that we're going to be listening to is something that Horace did. It's a little longer piece, but it's called Funky Runky. Would you believe that?
Oh, yeah. There you go. I felt like that was coming.
Thank you. Horace Silvers doing Funky Monkey.
Yeah.
You like that?
That was good.
Funky
music.
Funky Bunky.
Good.
Can you imagine?
Funky.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about
good
something. Funky Bunky. Yeah. And listen, this guy right here, Horace Silvers, formed a group called the Jazz Messengers. And later on, the Jazz Messengers, he left the Jazz Messengers, but he left it in the very capable hands of a drummer. And that drummer's name was Art Blakely. Have you ever heard of him?
I'm not too familiar, no.
Well, I'm going to let you
hear. I'm not familiar with his work.
Well, his work was he's probably the greatest jazz drummer of all time. And
what's
in fact, when Art Blakely, and he you've definitely heard of him, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about Art Blakely. People, especially classical concert, the concert stylists would always invite him to come and do a role. His roles were perfect, and no one could do a role better than Art Blakely. But when he was playing with Horace Silvers back in the day, back in the 1950s when Horace first started, I can remember seeing Horace in New Haven, Connecticut, at a number of clubs that he performed in a number of clubs. But we're going to go on and listen to Horace do what's called a sophisticated hypey. That was recorded back in 1975. And hopefully you won't.
Please join a movement of 6 million Americans to impeach Donald Trump. Trump has committed 9 different impeachable offenses.
I'm not.
Some of them
that
on a daily basis. And that number. Thank you.
That was 1975, Horace Silver's doing Sophisticated Hippie. What did you think about his arrangements?
It's like he's a scenic scape. Yeah, he paints a situation. I could listen to that like in different variations on the form all day long. I mean, it's just like such, it's a collective of like, just really cerebral moving music that just keeps you on the upside of like, just come keeping on going a little bit more, a little bit like faster step, a little bit. It's just very moving music.
Yeah. He does have that gift, that sort of an energetic aspect to his music and what he projects. Well, we listened to what the first song that we did was recorded in 1992. The next one was in the 1980s, and this last one was in the 1970s. That was 1975. And you know what? Most people don't know anything about some of those particular recordings I just played. Most of them know about his earlier work, and that's what we're going to go and deal with. What was called, Horace Silver was called Filthy McNasty. Listen up.
Thank you. The judges in hot, told her in part. If I were you, don't look soon in the side. On the fucking back, just kiss them. Cause the stupid and the toast, you gotta do too much. Filthy McNasty, you come to your house and eat up your food. Then melt in your face, it's mad as a coon. You drink all your gin, your beer, and your wine. So call on your wife and try to make time. But don't you not be let the donuts to your wife and your home. Filthy McNasty. Hey!
Man, oh man.
Thank you very much.
That was a concert that was done in 1987, but he wrote that song back in 1962. What I liked
that
about
one,
the
when
song
he finally came
song.
On the lyrics. Well, I was going to say, I wanted to go on longer.
Yeah, you wanted to go on longer, huh? Well,
mm-hmm.
You just think about the next
mm-hmm.
one I'm going to play, which was done, he actually did and actually recorded it in 1958. One of his very first recordings, it was called Cool Eyes. And on this album, you actually have an opportunity to hear Art Blakey. Listen up. Called Cool Eyes.
Okay.
He wrote it in 1958. All right.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you on the show. And the clock on the wall tells me that we have about maybe a minute and a half left. And I wanted to thank you for agreeing to be on the show to talk about something. But I wanted you to hear this drum right now.
All right.
Tune and listen to some of those musicians that will be presented next week. And once again, Vanessa, thank you very much, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you, Walter. It's been a pleasure.
Good day. Oh.